For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Alexandra Olgan. The one-woman show Angel is coming to Spoleto Festival USA this year. It's about a young woman in Syria who takes up arms and joins a group of female fighters to take on the Islamic State. This play is part of a trilogy British playwright Henry Naylor wrote about the Middle East. He says he became interested in the region after Britain got involved in the war in Afghanistan. Naylor felt journalists were sanitizing the war and not showing the real impact on native Afghans.
I kept watching the news, and the bizarre thing was that BBC News didn't show any dead bodies on the news. And, I don't want to see dead bodies in the news necessarily, but I kind of thought it was weird that a war was being committed in Britain's name, and yet the news wasn't showing the truth of the war. And I thought there's a very different presentation of what was happening versus what the journalists were actually seeing.
Naylor called a friend who was reporting on the war in Kabul and arranged a trip to Afghanistan. He says it was a life-changing experience.
Literally, going out there changed my life because, you know, I went around refugee camps, I went around places where they made new prosthetic limbs for landmine victims. I met women who'd been forced to wear the burqa, who had to run private schools in their own house in defiance of the government because girls weren't allowed education in the Taliban. I had guns pointed at me by both the Mujahideen and by the American forces. I went round minefields, tank graveyards, and so as a result, I got a very fast and quick insight into what life is actually like out there. And Angel is the show which we're going to bring out is based on my knowledge of the region.
The play is based on the story of a Syrian woman, Rihanna. Her father, a pistachio farmer, trains her how to shoot. Originally a pacifist, she ends up taking those skills to become the killer she never wanted to be when she leaves law school to join an all-female group of Kurdish fighters to defend the Syrian town of Kobani from ISIS.
You have this innocent schoolgirl becoming this ruthless killer in the space of 6 months. It's one of those stories that's almost taking on mythic proportions because no one's quite sure whether she's alive or she's dead now. ISIS beheaded her twice, and they posted images on the internet of it looking like they've done that exactly that. And then the Kurds have responded by posting pictures of her holding today's newspaper, as it were, looking alive and well.
Naylor wants to humanize the conflict in Syria and educate the West on the toll the fighting is taking on the people in the region, and also present a different side of the culture in the Kurdish area.
I think a lot of women in that area have been treated, particularly by the Western press, as downtrodden, as submissive and passive. And that's just not true. I mean, on both sides, you've got very forthright fighters for the cause, you know, be they jihadi brides or be they snipers defending their hometown. So I thought it was important to redress the balance, particularly the narrative seems to be that all women are clad in burqas and sit in basements. And that's not always the case. You know, I think is very true and very interesting to show women fighting back, which they are doing.
The play is a one-woman show. Actress Avital Levova plays 17 different characters with no props. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Alexandra Olgan, reporting from Charleston.